Shalom Aleichem. My name is Rabbi Adam Dubin. So we learned a few different things from really just the very beginning of this week's parsha, Parshas Vayera, and hopefully we'll get through them and maybe some other areas as well in the time we have together. The two pieces that we can really learn delve into from the beginning of the parsha are that of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, as well as perhaps in a more tangential way, the mitzvah of Hachmasas Orchim. And I say tangential because it's just not what I'm focusing on primarily. But we know that there's a big mitzvah to have guests over. And so that's actually what Avram is doing at the very beginning of the parsha. It says, Vayira Elav Hashem Be'eloni Mamre, Hu Yeshe Pesach Ha'el Kechom Ayom. Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu in Elon Mamre, the plains of Mamre. And this happens to be, Chazal say, 3 days after Avram's first milah. And Avram was waiting by the entrance of his tent, as if to be looking for passers-by, someone to come by to welcome in Kechom Hayom, in the heat of the day. And so here he is, Avram Avinu. It's 3 days after he gives himself a milah, and you know he's like 100 years old at this point, and he gives himself a milah, and already he's out there waiting for people to come that he can help out. So we know we can learn from here just the importance of welcoming guests and to have people over. If Avram Avinu, which we're not Avram Avinu, but if he's doing it 3 days after he has a bris milah, the more so we should try to endeavor to have guests over on a regular basis. But what's interesting here, perhaps that we think about more is the idea of Bikur Cholim, that's visiting the sick. And once again, it's important to remember that this was 3 days after Avram had given himself a bris milah. So this, according to Chazal, is the most difficult, the most dangerous, perhaps, point after a bris milah. And so, as Chazal says, Rashi points out, that it was 3 days after bris milah, and why did Hashem make it so that it was hot? And sitting in the heat of the day, the hottest part of the day, and no one's around coming over, because Hashem didn't want Avraham to be burdened by having guests. And again, having guests over is a very important mitzvah, but if it's a very painful and very dangerous time, then your patzer, you wouldn't have to do the mitzvah of Hachmasas Orchim. But here is an opportunity that Hashem provides, because he sees Avram is waiting outside the tent, waiting in the heat of the day for a guest to come. So Hashem comes to greet Avraham. So a big question, again, which I alluded to already, is why did Hashem reveal to himself to Avraham? So Rashi says, again, as I mentioned, to be a mevaker cholot, to visit the sick, if you will. And it says in the Gemara in Masechet Bamisia, says that Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina said it was the third day from Avram's bris milah, and that's when Hashem came to inquire about Avram's welfare. The Mizrahi there says, why did Hashem wait until the third day after Avram's bris milah? And the Mizrahi says it's because it was on the first day Avram was busy not only with his own milah, but also giving the milah to Yishmael and to all the members of Avram's household. So Hashem didn't want to visit at that time because he was busy. And Hashem chose to visit on the third day and not the second. Why? Because, again, as I mentioned already, the third day is considered to be the most dangerous, whereas the second day is not necessarily. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, the Shulchan Aruch ruled that friends and relatives are allowed to visit a chola, any kind of a sick person, even immediately. But other people have to wait at least 3 days. And this, again, is Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya. The reason for this, says the Or HaChaim, is because the immediate presence of anyone aside from a friend or a relative would publicly declare that such a person is a chola, is sick. And that might lead to with a bad mazel, to bad fortune. Even though, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the relative, again, we say in Rosh Hashanah, Yetzer Tzimei Tshuva, Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King. And what other kind of relative, a closer kind of relative than we have than our parents? And in the same vein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, is our Father, and He's a close relative, not just to Avram, but to each and every one of us. Nevertheless, a visit from Hashem is a public affair. So in that respect, Hashem wouldn't be considered a relative, because again, it becomes a public affair. And so he waited before visiting Avraham. The Ramban says that Hashem revealed Himself to Avraham in order to not just to be mevaker the chulah to visit the sick, but in actually in order to heal him. And the divine revelation, a cure for the pain and the sickness caused by the mila, as the pasuk in Mishlei says, in the light of Hashem's countenance, there is life. Now, each one of these answers, well, good answers, they're not complete, or there are some issues that we can raise with them. So looking at the Mizrahi again, that argues that Hashem waited until the third day after Avram's mila to visit, because the third day was a particularly dangerous time. But again, this sounds a little bit, we'll say, odd for at least two reasons. One, the question of whether the second day is more dangerous than the third is disputed by the Mefarshim on the Gemara. So the Mizrahi, his solution would only be valid according to the Shitas, the opinions that hold that the third day is more dangerous than the second day. And according to the other opinions, the second day is more dangerous. An explanation would still be required. And in fact, Rashi in Gemara Masechet Shabbos says that he rules it according to the second opinion, that the second day is actually more dangerous over there. Now, another reason that issue to bring up perhaps with the Mizrahi is that he says the mitzvah of Mevaker Cholim applies to all sick people and not only those who are in severe danger and major sakana. So even if you were to accept Mizrahi's assertion that the third day is more dangerous, it doesn't explain why Hashem didn't visit Avraham on the second day after his mila, even if it was less dangerous. Again, we understand why not the first, because Avraham was busy, but the second day when he wasn't busy, it's the first opportunity. It's reason for the mitzvahs. Why wait until another day, go with the earliest time? The Orach Chaim argues that Hashem didn't visit Avraham immediately in order to not attract attention, as I mentioned. But this is also a little bit difficult to accept.
Okay, Jenny.
Because Hashem is able to visit people privately. Just because we said that it's a fanfare when Hashem comes to visit, so to speak, that doesn't need to be the case. Hashem could, of course, visit in private as well. And also, another is that the Pasuk says that Hashem appearing during the Chom HaYom, the heat of the day, and these words Rashi says there, as I mentioned, that Hashem made the sun be kind of extra hot, took it out of the sheath, so as not to trouble Avraham with guests. So here we see that nobody else was around. And in that case, when Hashem appeared to Avraham, there was no need to worry about it being public, because it was de facto private. So we're left with the further question, why did Hashem wait until the third day for visiting Avraham? An explanation we can solve by posing an additional question. The act of Mila, which was the first and the only mitzvah that Avraham Avinu performed with his body, with it he entered, together with the future generations, into the real bris, the covenant with Hashem. It presented an unprecedented leap in his avodah, towards which he'd been heading his entire life. So why did he feel pain at all? Surely Avram should have been so overwhelmed with the joy of receiving such a mitzvah of the mila that he wouldn't have felt any pain. So in fact, we find that halacha although it's generally prohibited to have a tainus on Shabbos, to fast on Shabbos, since a person cannot cause himself pain or suffering, a person who is experiencing a bad dream is permitted to fast on Shabbos in order to annul the decree, the bad dream. This is because the annulment, it's called the chalom, through fasting is actually causing him a pleasure and not a suffering, because the dream was so distressing. You could look more there in the Shulchan Aruch or Chaim. So now, if this spiritual alleviation of a physical distress is possible even by an ordinary person today, since the Shulchan Aruch speaks only of the average person, then all the more so we would expect Avraham to only feel joy by his mila and not pain. Further, the Midrash says, when Rabbi Levi expressed this view that Avram felt no pain, he was personally insulted by his colleague Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, who called him a liar and a cheater. Surely Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana could have made a more dignified response. Why did he use such a harsh language? The solution to all this lies in the fact that the sensation of pain is actually a fundamental part of the mitzvah of Mila, at least according to Yesh Omrim. That the pasuk says, that my covenant should be in your flesh. This suggests that the flesh itself should feel the effect of the mitzvah, and a failure to feel the pain would mean that Hashem's covenant, the bris, had not properly taken place through the flesh of the man. Consequently, if Avram would not have felt the pain while as a result of giving himself a mila, then he wouldn't have been observing the mitzvah properly. Therefore, despite his great joy and his spiritual elation, Avraham forced himself to be aware of the natural pain that his body was experiencing, so that Hashem's bris with him could penetrate to the physical body. And this is why we could understand Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana reacted in such a way to Rabbi Levi's claim that Avraham didn't feel pain, because without the physical feeling on his body, the mitzvah's mila loses some of its significance. And so Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana felt the need to negate such a notion as sharply as possible. So based off of this, we can now perhaps understand Rashi's words that Hashem waited until the third day before visiting Avraham. As again, the Ramban says, Hashem appeared to Avraham, he was instantly healed by a divine revelation. So if Hashem had revealed himself to Avraham earlier, he would have been immediately healed, and he wouldn't have felt the pain associated with the mitzvah to a sufficient degree. Only after Avraham had experienced the pain that's associated with mila in this physical way for a prolonged period of time was Hashem going to permit himself to reveal himself to Avraham, causing a nace. I say that, that there is an opinion, of course, that I've learned by many of my rebbeim that while there is a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah of mila is to have obviously some element of pain. That doesn't mean that you can't necessarily use a painkiller of some sort. But there's another idea brought down that an infant is not fully developed enough in all of his pain receptors to even feel the pain that as adults certainly we can feel. Anyway, I realize just looking at the time now that we are at the end of a little bit over our time for this week, but I want to wish everyone to have a good Shabbos, and everyone should be gebenched, and look forward to learning in the future. Be gebenched.